Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today on August the 28th, we celebrate the memorial of St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor. He was born in 354 and died in 430, and he is still one of our greatest spiritual leaders and writers and a doctor of the church, and he fought against the errors of his time, and his wisdom is still relevant today. So be using the common of the doctors of the church. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, fount of all wisdom.
Our hymn this morning, Those Who Teach Others Sound in Sacred Doctrine. Let us recite verses 1 and 2.
Those who teach others sound in sacred doctrine, shine, say the scriptures, as the stars of heaven. Such is Augustine, shedding light of unfailing down through the ages. City of Zion, in the joys of heaven, praise the Almighty Lord of true salvation, who led Augustine through such reckless seeking, safe to your heaven.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he is cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and armies he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
O praise the Lord, all you nations. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away. For to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth
the wisdom of the saints.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints. You inspire us, O Lord, to delight in praising you, because you made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You inspire us, O Lord, to delight in praising you, because you made us for yourself. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds.
Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls.
Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits.
Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints.
Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, renew in your church the spirit you gave St. Augustine. Filled with this spirit, may we thirst for you alone as the fountain of wisdom and seek you as the source of eternal love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this memorial of St. Augustine. Have a great Saturday, everyone. Thank you for joining us.